Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Parler app is there, a big banner there for Parler. Also, the live video feed. Click on that banner for you to check out the live show. Joe Pags Show coming your way on your Thursday. I'm feeling all right. Say what?
Seems I got to have
a Karen, did you buy a box?
I did. Yep.
Every
got it with me.
Did you crack it open?
I may before the show's over.
I'm going to need you to share it. That's all I'm saying.
You got it. I had a couple of straws.
Nice. You drink box wine out of a straw? I did not know
I'm
that.
I'm kidding.
I am not, I guess, cultured enough to know how to drink the boxed wine.
Well, I'm not
Polo
either,
and Sam along for the ride, too. Appreciate you guys. Let's do it. We're still going to sing today. Let's go.
Took the key. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. That's true today. I'm not feeling too good myself. Come on.
Yes, sir. Feeling all right.
Wow.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. Oh, yes. That's how we do. Rain or shine, left or right. Crappy future or great one.
We do it no matter what. Okay.
Talk to my family today about it. Talk to Sam directly about it because she's part of the show. Talk to you about it. Talk to Polo about it, I think. Man, just our show is known for having some fun, for letting her hair down a little bit, for singing some songs and just enjoying it. But there is so much more involved here in what we're watching unfold in D.C. that, you know, you've got to focus on it. You know, part of, I feel like I've got a responsibility to the audience, Carrie, to entertain them, to spend some time with them, to give them a little bit of comic relief, to give them great news from you and great technical sounds from Polo and his interjections. And Sam is a huge part of the show. I mean, we do it differently here than a lot of talk shows do. Not saying it's better or worse. It's just our thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
our
thing. We it's a different thing. Let me tune into PAGS because although I'm a Democrat, I might laugh my ass off on the way home.
Yeah.
Let me turn into PAGS because, you know, although, you know, I'm conservative, I don't want to be mired in that every day on the way home. And it's hard for a show like mine to do something lighter and have some fun, like Selena Scene or sing a song or whatever, when we got so much going on.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Believe me, I do know. Yes.
There is so much that is affecting us very directly, and there's so much that must be said. Now, I've heard from people all day today about how, yeah, Trump went too far. Trump did this. Trump didn't that. Trump was undignified. Trump was a punk. He was no good. Well, he really, you know, did what he shouldn't have done. Blah, blah, blah. You know, all this stuff. But I want to just tell everybody to take a breath. Now, what we know today is that the president has he been suspended for 2 weeks from Twitter too? Because it's definitely Facebook.
I think so. I think it's just 2 weeks from Twitter.
I know that he's been deplatformed on Facebook too.
And
I know
Instagram,
that.
Instagram, yeah.
Right, because Twitter last night was 12 hours, and now all of a sudden it's 2 weeks. Well, what's 2 weeks from yesterday, the 20th? The 20th is when Joe Biden is going to be inaugurated. So, I mean, it's not missed on us, okay? It's not. I mean, I get what they're doing. So let's talk just a little bit about that. Now, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook are not really that important in the bigger scheme of things as we watch what's unfolding. The most important news story today is that she ain't warming up anymore. The fat lady sang last night. The election has been certified for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. They're going to be the next president and vice president of the United States. I believe the evidence Rudy Giuliani has and Jenna Ellis has and Joe DiGenova has and the president's been talking about, I believe the evidence is clear. There was some voter fraud here. What we also know is that the courts have not had the backbone nor wherewithal to hear the cases. We also know that the Congress did not do its job last night. There were several who challenged very vehemently and very well the outcome of this election or the electors that were sent to Washington. But you're seeing people who have fallen for either a false narrative or a narrative that they want to fall for. So let's talk about where we are today. And again, we will lighten things up. We will do what we can. And we will always do that. We're going to, because I mean, it's to the point, Carrie, where you know people will contact me and say, stick to the topics. What are you doing?
I know. And especially on days
like
today.
Why are you
singing? I get that.
Why are you talking about crap that's not important? And to that, I always say, pucker up, pick a cheek. I'm doing this because the vast majority get that they're going to tune in and get something different. They'll get the news of the day, but they're going to get something different. But I'm going to be very serious for a moment here. What we saw unfold in Washington, D.C. yesterday was disgusting. And what the left in Congress, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer specifically, are trying to do today is disgusting. Let me tell you what I mean by disgusting. We saw a mass rally, a massive peaceable protest happen in the streets of Washington, D.C. I've heard some numbers said 150,000 showed up. I've seen some people saying numbers much higher than that, but I can't verify them, so I'm not going to go with that. Carrie, have you heard any official numbers as to how many showed up yesterday in Washington?
I have not. Mm-mm.
Because the media doesn't want us to know the mass number of people that showed up to say, we're not going to just lay down and take it. We're going to make our voices heard. Breaching the Capitol makes no sense. As I said yesterday very directly, the people breaching the Capitol must not have wanted the process to continue because that would be stupid to stop the process by breaching the Capitol. I'm going to dispel a rumor that's out there. The big guy with the tattoos and the face paint is not Antifa. He's not a leftist. He's a guy that has shown up to counter-protest BLM and Antifa. He's a guy that calls himself a conservative. So those of you spreading that picture and showing a picture of him at a BLM rally, he was not rallying with BLM. He was on the other side. He should not have been inside the Capitol yesterday. I mean, I believe the people have the right to be inside the Capitol, but not breach through barriers and push back Capitol Police. I don't know why the Air Force veteran is dead today. I don't know why. Because I looked at, there's an actual video of her being shot in the face. And I watched it. And I don't know why this alleged police officer, I didn't see, you can see the gun and the arms, you can't see the person who does it. I don't know why he shot her. Now, she was up at a higher level, but behind barriers. There were security personnel on the side where she was, keeping people from going any farther. I don't know why he shoots her. I don't know why she's dead. I don't think she should have been inside. And if she was trying to breach a barrier, certainly restrain her and stop her. I don't know why she got shot in the face and is dead today. I don't get it. And nobody's giving me an answer to that. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer aren't saying squat about a dead American who served her country valiantly. They're not saying anything. I've seen some people on social media saying she deserved to die. She was part of an insurrection. There was no insurrection yesterday at the United States Capitol. That's not true. There were people who went into the Capitol and then breached areas they should not have breached. They pushed back police. They were in places they should not have been. That's not okay. I'm against that. That was wrong. But people are lining up today to say that a duly elected president made it happen somehow. He did it. I've got really good conservative voices contacting me today telling me the president incited this. So I went on Twitter where I lost 1,500 people in one day on Twitter, Carrie. 1,500.
I saw that.
Now, that happened because Jack is feeling emboldened today. He not only suspended the president's account, so did Mark over at Facebook, so did Mark over at Instagram. Now they are slowly but surely piecemealing and getting rid of followers on conservative people's pages. They're just doing it. Lost 1,500. One day. I gained 1,500 over on Parler, so I'm not really mad about it. But it's just to highlight what the left is doing. But it's not enough that they're blaming the president for what happened yesterday, and he's not to blame. In fact, I found the video that I was looking for yesterday of what the president said when he saw that things were getting a little bit out of control. And I want to bring you that because, again, trying to find this yesterday was very difficult. When he saw that it was getting out of control and that a small minority out of a mostly peaceful protest were doing things at the Capitol they shouldn't be doing, he came out and he was very direct and he said this. I should probably turn up the right thing that we can actually hear what he said. And the president said this.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
I mean, I'm confused. What, Carrie, can you tell me what he does there to incite violence?
I cannot.
That video was taken down. That video was removed for breaching or breaking some sort of Twitter policy. So let's talk about where we are and how we got here. The left has won. State legislatures in 5 out of the 6 states that were in that were being contested are Republican legislatures. They all allowed for governors and secretaries of state to change rules, rules that only they can change. Only these legislatures can change. They did not reconvene. They did not do their due diligence. They did not sue the executive branches in their states. They allowed it to happen. We will never know the level of fraud that was perpetrated upon us in this election. We will never know. And there may never be another fair and free election, because if they got away with it this time, and if they got away with any sort of hijinks this past Tuesday, why would they stop? Why exactly would you stop then? Now, from the party that incited all the violence for the past 4 years, from Maxine Waters to Nancy Pelosi to Chuck Schumer to all of these people who have been saying things like, well, Kamala Harris, the protest, the riot's going to continue, they're not going to stop. Raising money for people who burned down Minneapolis. Kamala Harris raised money, as did so many of her colleagues in Congress, to get people out of jail who were burning down cities. These people now are calling for the president to be removed, lest they should Biden, via the 25th Amendment. This is what they're pushing for today. They want not only to win, they want to dance on the graves of any conservatives that got that dared get in their way. They will deplatform them. They will take away followers. They will call them inciters of violence when there no incitement was done. Remember, Maxine Waters is the one that said, when you see them, you form a crowd. You shout them down wherever they are, getting gas, at the restaurant. They've been inciting violence for 4 straight years. And now they're trying to blame the conservatives or the president? Peacefully protesting, as per the United States Constitution, is not an insurrection. Peacefully protesting and rallying, like they did yesterday, is not illegal. And is not incitement. Bad people, a handful of bad people breaching barriers at the U.S. Capitol is a major problem, and those people should all have been arrested, and I'm sure many of them have been. I don't know why an Air Force veteran was shot in the face, because I watched the video. I don't get it. That I will never understand. The video is available. I'm not going to post it because it's her dying. That doesn't make sense. But we're now in an America that doesn't look anything like what the forefathers saw. It doesn't look anything like what the plan was. They're all spinning in their graves right now. And a lot of you people are dumb enough to respond to what I just said with, yeah, but they all own slaves. Shut up. You don't have a clue about the way this country was formed, what the ideas were, and what the ideology was hoped to be. A free nation for all men and women, of course. That was the eventuality. Bringing up things that happened 200 years ago and 150 years ago does not help you. It helps them get the power they want. They'd be the progressives they've always needed to be, and to be the socialists that they want to dump on us. When we come back, I'm going to take a couple of phone calls, maybe, but I've got a lot more to say. Some of it is from 1960s. An FBI agent put out a list of what the communists were trying to do to America. I'll give you a partial list of what the communists wanted to do to force socialism, then communism upon us. What they knew had to happen in this country for that eventuality. And when you hear it, and when you realize what we're living in today, you'll know how right this was nearly 70 years ago, or nearly 60 years ago. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you, the Joe Pags Show, on your radio, on your screen, wherever you happen to be watching or listening. I appreciate you guys taking the time, as always. Thank you very much. Lots going on, lots to get to. And a lot of people want to be heard. And I don't blame you, because, you know, what we're seeing happening in our country's capital is pretty disgusting. It's disgusting what the left has been perpetrating. The left that was complicit and actually insightful of all the violence that we've seen over the years. That same left is alleging that somehow the president was being violent and somehow those on the right were being violent. It's actually kind of disgusting how they always seem to perpetrate the big lie, and they always deflect and then reflect what they're doing on somebody else. Isn't that crazy? And they always seem to get away with it. Let me tell you about Newsmax TV, which is doing a great job. I was on her a couple of nights ago. So much breaking news, the election, the certification yesterday, the breach of the Capitol. Millions of Americans like you and me are turning to Newsmax TV, and frankly, I'm tired of the old media spin, so I go to Newsmax TV because it's real news for real people. They've got great shows with Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Greg Kelly, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Just check your guide, and if you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax TV like everybody else. You can watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And remember, you download their free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone, no paywall, no fee. Just start watching wherever and whenever. I start every day going to Newsmax.com. The latest breaking news, breaking headlines. I watch Newsmax TV. As I said, I appear on there. I've got the Newsmax app, which I hope you'll go and get too. Newsmax TV is my number one source. I want you to go and check it out. I'll outline what the communists said they could do to America in a moment after the break. Let me quickly take one off the top here. A lot of you are riled up. 45 seconds, Mike, make it happen.
Yes, sir. I pretty much agree with everything that you're saying. But what I have a problem with is so many of those congressmen and the senators said we didn't have a right to be in that building. We have a right to be in the building, but we don't have a right to tear anything up.
No, that's what I said. No, we certainly had a right to be in the building. It is the people's house. We should be allowed to go into the people's house, but we shouldn't be allowed to breach a barrier that's put up or go through a police line. And we shouldn't go in there and go break into Nancy Pelosi's office and take a picture with your feet on her desk. That doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't solve anything, and it certainly didn't help the process yesterday. It is 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the communists said they could do to this country. And when you hear the things they set out to do and you realize what's happening, it's going to blow your mind. Keep it here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the Parler link is there. It's a big banner for Parler. Just scroll down, you'll see it. Also, the link to the live video feed. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Appreciate you on a Thursday. I wanted to go through some of what the communists have always said they could do to our country. And this was very, very interesting to me because I think that people are deluded enough to think that this isn't happening. I mean, it is. I mean, without a doubt, it is. You know, what did the communists say they could do to the United States of America, given the opportunity? And by the way, a couple of things that I want to clear up from yesterday. That Washington, was it a Washington Times or Examiner story yesterday, Carrie? Remember, you couldn't read it?
I think it was the Washington Times.
The Washington Times reported that some sort of a facial recognition program was used to say, yeah, we see some Antifa people who have infiltrated what's happening in Washington. That was the story. We gave proper attribution. We always did that, do that before we give any opinion whatsoever. And today they retracted it. And the facial recognition company said, this is disgusting. It's defaming. We never said that, blah, blah, blah. So that's the latest on that. We will always give you the truth as we get the truth provided to us. And again, that truth was according to the Washington Times. Okay, so that story's been retracted. So we, of course, will tell you when it's been retracted. We did not report the story. We gave you the story that they reported. I had this pulled up here earlier, and there's actually a list that socialists said they would do to America to make us socialist. And I've got to find it now. For some reason, I guess my computer restarted. I've got to make sure that I find it. But Nikita Khrushchev did, in fact, say, we will take America without firing a shot. That's a fact. That's a fact. The quote has been used over and over, but it's been kind of buried since. Khrushchev talked about taking America from within. He did a speech in November of 1956. He said that history is on our side. He talked about the downfall of America. You know, talking about defeating America without having to go to war, he probably figured he couldn't win. He probably thought there's no way. But he did talk about how we will bury you. We will take America without firing a shot. We do not have to invade the U.S. We will destroy you from within. Well, how do you do that? How do you actually do that? Well, you do that by getting people in places that we've been talking about in government and academia and big media, social media, which they didn't plan on back in the day, but that's a part of it too. Big sports, big Hollywood, big music. You get all of them on your side, and what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you're going to see America and its value system dwindled, whittled away at. Without us even realizing it, then you've got an entire generation of people who don't believe in the initial value system instilled in our country. They believe in something very different because the initial value system has been so attacked as racist or sexist or misogynistic or whatever that people just start believing it. So I'm going to find that. I had that list all set up for you. I'm going to find it again because that list is really, really important. In fact, I think I have a partial bit of it here. This is from an FBI agent in the 1960s wrote this, and I'll get the source in a moment, but I did make a notation of it earlier. And I want you to listen to this list, and I want you to think to yourself, what on this list has happened in this country? Number one, eliminate prayers and any expression of religion in schools. Yep, check mark, that's happened. And again, this is how a socialist or a communist decided through a manifesto to undo the greatness of America and take America from within. Infiltrate churches and replace true religion with social religion. You just had a guy elected in Georgia who says he's a reverend, who is a socialist, and is pro-abortion. So that's happening. Discredit the U.S. Constitution and America's founding fathers. That has happened every day. We're seeing monuments torn down, not just of Confederate people. I'm talking about George Washington, Abraham Lincoln monument just taken down in Boston. Attacking the Founding Fathers, as I said earlier, if you dare say the Founding Fathers wanted a better, more perfect union, the response is, but they all held slaves. That's it. Anything they said or did, out the window. So they're doing that. Infiltrate and gain control of the labor union movement. That's been done for a long time. Labor union has been run by far left-wing progressives for a very long time. Have you ever been in a labor union? You have to pay dues, and you have no say in what happens with the dues. And many labor unions want you to tell them who you're going to vote for before you vote. I kid you not. Infiltrate and gain control of teachers' associations. The NEA? Are you kidding me? The TEA? Are you kidding me? And here in Texas? These associations are run by far left-wing progressives pushing Common Core and pushing a narrative that Trump is a fascist and more. Use schools as transmission belts for socialist indoctrination. I mean, there's no question when you see Campus Reform did a study and it showed that 12-1, it's liberal professors over conservative professors in our colleges. So we know that's happening. Break down traditional cultural standards, discredit the family as an institution. Black Lives Matter is doing all it can to disrupt the traditional Western family unit. Black Lives Matter was invited to the White House by Barack Obama. Black Lives Matter is supported by everybody on the left in this country and some idiots on the right. Infiltrate and gain control of the press, radio, TV, and the entertainment industry. Has that happened? You tell me. The big media, the so-called mainstream media, is all leftist progressives. All of them. TV, all left-wing progressives. The entertainment industry, by and large, left-wing progressives. Radio, the most successful talk format, is still conservative talk. And the left hates that. Trust me, that they have control, they'll be coming after people like me. Use the courts to weaken basic American institutions. It's happening every single day. Every single day. I.e. gay marriage. That's traditional marriage is an institution in our value system. The courts were used to break that down. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. Demand that it be set up as a one world government. You've had a push now for decades that we have one world order and that some governmental entity over the globe controls us and passes all the laws. We're the outlier. United States keeps saying, no, we believe in freedom and liberty and that human beings were put here to be free and liberated. We're the outlier. Everybody else in the world's lined up and ready to go. Infiltrate and gain control of one or both political parties. We know that's happened in earnest when you've got Mitt Romney, when you've got weak-kneed Republicans. Name your favorite establishment Republican. Lindsey Graham, suddenly, the election's over. They're all jumping ship fast as they can. You're seeing a bunch of resignations from the administration. These people are running and jumping off the ship because they're trying to save their future and their profitability. Both parties are controlled by outside progressive socialistic movements. But then there are the Matt Gaetz out there, and the Ted Cruz's out there, and the Donald Trump's out there who say, wait a second, our traditional conservative values do matter. Our traditional Judeo-Christian values in this country do matter. And I'm not going to roll over without a fight. And we appreciate them fighting. Now, of that list, which is a verified list that was written in the 1960s by an FBI agent about what the socialist and communist regimes were trying to do to us, how many things in that list sound like today's America? Carrie, just as a journalist, how many of those things that I just mentioned sound like what you see in your country today?
Well, you could argue all of them.
Yep. Every single one. So if you think that we're some sort of a democratically elected representative republic, we're not. We're a republic that is run by an establishment that believes in a world order, open borders, no real money. Everybody is equal. No wealth, No entrepreneurship, no enterprise, no free enterprise, no capitalism. This is who we're being run by now. And the infiltration that Khrushchev said he would do is happening, and it has happened. Do we have a chance to save it? Do we have a chance to pull back and say, wait a second, the hell are we doing here? Yeah, we're trying. We are trying. But when you've got control of all of these entities that I just mentioned, how do you defeat that? How do you beat that? I mean, legitimately, Americans don't want to know if there was fraud in this election? Really? I think they do. The establishment tells us no. The media tells us no. The establishment, the media, the labor unions, the teachers unions, the educators, the Hollywood entertainers, these people have all told us it's crazy to question the election results. When it's not, it's American to question those results. It's American to want to know the answer as to whether we were defrauded. It's American to know that. But they've instituted so many of these things that were predicted and that we were told would happen, that you're called the worst name, the ist or phobe that they can come up with if you dare question anything. Think about that list I just gave you. Think about it. How many of those lists, how many items on that list have come to fruition in this country? I don't know any of them that's arguable. It's all happened. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Just read you that list. I posted it over on Parler. I posted it over on Twitter, the list of communist goals. There are actually 45 of them. Hey, Carrie, you know what's interesting about that?
What's that?
That was read into the record in 1963 in the Congress.
Wow.
That's actually in congressional record what the communists were trying to do, and we're now living in a world, in an America, where these things have come true. Mm-hmm. And we allowed it to happen. And I don't just mean we the people. I mean the people in Congress either were too stupid to realize it was happening or they were part of it. And this is where we are now. So I posted that list. Go and check it out. It's actually very simple. They had the goal. They've pulled it off. And now we can either put on the brakes and stop it, or we just, this is the way America's going to be forever. You have to accept that we're a horrible country. Disarmament is a part of that, where we shouldn't be able to defend ourselves. There's much more to that list. There are 45 total goals. Go and check it out. Let me remind you about Superbeats Heart Chews. You know, sticking to your New Year's resolution is always hard. You've got to make a good one, one you can stick to. If you're looking to institute some healthy habits to improve your lifestyle this year, you've got to check out Superbeats Heart Chews. Just two Superbeats Heart Chews every day. We'll give you the cardiovascular support and promote the heart-healthy energy you need to chase those goals. Stick to your resolutions this year. Superbeats Heart Chews combines non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extract, shown to be two times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, adding Superbeats Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. I'm not really sure what the controversy is. Now you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes. How cool is that? With your first purchase, go to joelovesbeats.com. joelovesbeats.com right now. Get those two gifts valued over $50. Only available at my website that made for you because you listen to my program. joelovesbeats.com. Make that happen. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Robert, what's on your mind? Hi.
So you talked about a lot of things.
I did.
Judeo-Christian values.
Yes.
You talked about, so, all right, so I'm going to do real quick. Trump said, we will walk together to the Capitol.
Sure.
And he made a left turn. He made a left turn and left them out high and dry. He should have been in the front of the line and stopped them at the door. So that's
why?
His responsibility.
Why? I'm sorry, he's a Capitol Police said, officer now?
No, no. Didn't he say, we will walk together? Look at it. Look at the video. It's on video. So
Robert, I'm not sure what you're at. You're telling me that Trump should have stood in front of the few people that went inside, and he should have physically stopped them. That's the dumb thing you want me to buy?
No, what I'm telling you is what he told them,
right,
that we will walk together.
Right. He was out there speaking to them. He was out there. Right. He was out there standing with them, speaking to them. And as a figurative, we the people will be heard. Let's go to the Capitol. He never said breach the Capitol. He never said bring violence. He never said break in. He never said anything like that. So your perspective, and Robert, you've called me for many years. You're a far lefty. You never agree with anything I say, but you always wait to call him when you think you got me, which is once every 3 years. So that part I'm not going to buy. What else you got? You held on for a long time. What else you got?
Okay, so why is it that Judeo-Christian values are good only when the good people do them?
But no, they're always good. Judeo-Christian values are always good.
All right, so watch this. When the biggest rape of children happened, it was who? Catholic priests. Judeo-Christian values.
Hold on a second, Robert. I want you to stop for a second. First of all, if you listen to my show, and you do, you know I'm not Catholic because I don't like the way the church handled that, and I don't like that a church has billions of dollars. So I'm not a Catholic guy. I'm a Christian guy. I believe in Judeo-Christian values. Are you telling me you think that raping children is a Judeo-Christian value? Is that what you're telling me, Robert, on my show right now?
No, what I'm telling you is that whenever something goes wrong,
right,
you don't have... The people who do it are no longer Christian.
Right, because raping children is not a Judeo-Christian value. Robert, you're not this stupid. Do you have another question or comment for me? You're not this dumb. You're playing dumb or something, and I'm not gonna have it today. Of course, it's not a Judeo-Christian value to rape children. Stop being stupid. Do you have a smart question or comment or not?
You don't think they're smart because they're going to invoke the 20th. I'm hoping they're going to invoke the 25th Amendment.
So you went from raping children in the Catholic Church to invoking the 25th Amendment. Is that what you just did? That's the leap that you just did? Why don't you just say this, Joe? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that about Judeo-Christian values. Of course, it's not a Judeo-Christian value, Joe, to rape children. Why don't you say that, Robert, and save a little face here?
What I'm telling you is no, it's not right. I'm just telling you that what you do is you twist things to the
what did
point
I twist? You just said that a Judeo-Christian value is raping children. You just said that on my national radio show like an idiot. I want you to understand how stupid you just
like
sounded. Do you understand that?
All those people who did it, the priests who did it, thought they had Judeo-Christian
value. Show me one priest that thought he had the Judeo-Christian value to rape a child. Let me hear you. Name him.
You pull him up on the...
I don't have the time. Carrie, I don't have the time.
I don't have the time. That. Yeah.
Nor the patience today.
That was bizarre.
For those who are wondering what that scream is, it's me yelling, get off my phone. I don't have the time nor the patience today. I don't. If you're going to bring it and you want to challenge anything I said, I will have the debate with you. I'll keep it above board. We'll have a great conversation. If you want to suggest to me that raping children is a Judeo-Christian value, you're exposing yourself to being the biggest idiot who's called my show in several years. Robert calls in all the time. Robert is a huge Obama fan. Robert hates Trump, and Robert could not get his way out of a wet paper bag right there. He just cornered himself by saying something extremely stupid. And if you listen to me at all when it comes to debate, when it comes to issues, I will never, ever let you out unless you apologize for saying something stupid. He didn't have that in him. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Parler. The link is right there. Click on that link. Go follow on Parler. 328,000 have now. Also, the Twitch link is there. Just click on that banner. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. And yes, still a lot going on, and we're going to get to a lot of stuff. And I am not going to suffer any fools today. You want to call and be a fool, you're going to be called out as a fool on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what?
Seems I got to have a
change. Carrie, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Every can you tell him not having it today?
I can tell. Very much so.
Ain't gonna happen. Imprisoned by call in, way. Debate. Let's share ideas. Let's go back and forth. You're gonna be an idiot. I'm gonna call you out as an idiot. Polo in the house. So Sam getting it done. I got to leave. Appreciate you guys stopping by. We're still going to sing. I don't care. It's Thursday. We're singing.
Won't someone lock the door? Yeah. Took the key.
You're feeling all right.
Uh-huh.
I'm not feeling too good myself.
No.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Feeling all right.
What?
Uh-huh. I'm not feeling too good myself.
No.
My Judeo-Christian values coming from my vocal cords. Just wait, I mean, seriously, if you guys want to call in and debate, you want to call in and say you're wrong about this, here's why. I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen. We're going to have a great conversation. It's going to be great radio. Going to be great TV. It's going to be a lot of fun. But if you want to call in and say something completely disconnected and stupid, let's go. I'm going to call you disconnected and stupid. Then either yell, get off my phone, or Rickroll you. Although the Rickroll has really become the Kerry Lockie thing.
Yeah, dare, I doubt we'll have too many of that today, but...
I don't know. You never know. People might call and say, listen, I don't want to hear all this crap anymore. I just listen for Chocolate Voice. They might say that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
We'll good. See. Possible.
Possible.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. So last hour I talked about the communist push in this country starting back in 1963. Actually started before then. I posted the list of what they wanted to do, and much of it has gotten done over on Parler, over on Twitter. So go and check it out. I don't think I put it on Facebook. Maybe. I'm not sure. Twitter, keep in mind, is in the process of censoring conservatives. I lost 1,500 people in one day, and that's probably not going to stop. On Parler, the following is growing. Kara, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an opinion on this? Why do you think the president has not gone to Parler yet?
I don't know, because so many conservatives have gone over there, and he's being squelched, apparently, and... Now his account is closed, or it was for a while on Twitter. I don't know why he hasn't gone over yet.
It's very interesting to me because even in one of his campaign ads recently, he was talking about alternative sources of social media, alternative sources of news. He talked about OAN. He talked about Newsmax TV. He also talked about go to Parler. He had the voice in the ad say go to Parler. Hmm. So the fact that he's not there is weird because Eric's there. Don Jr., I believe, is there. Ivanka has a site there now. So I'm not sure why he's not there. Maybe just to not give in to Twitter? I don't know.
Maybe, but you could still have his Twitter account and still go to Parler.
Right, which is what I do because I want to make sure that I can still fight back on Twitter. Will you do me a favor and find the latest story in this 25th Amendment BS out of Washington? A lot of people asking me about this now. I want to make sure that we get a mm-hmm. solid news story and then I'll give my opinion on it. The 25th Amendment, for those who don't know, is the amendment that would actually give the right of members of the cabinet and the vice president to remove a president who they found to be unfit to do the job. And that suddenly there's a push by Pelosi, push by Schumer to 25th Amendment, the president. Here it is 13 days before the inauguration, and they're just trying to prove a point. They want to be able to say that they removed him. That's what they're doing. But, Kerry, if you can, just give me the full story, give me the outline, and then we'll go off on that a little bit.
Okay, from Vox News, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for President Trump's immediate removal from office by way of the 25th Amendment for inciting a violent riot at the Capitol Wednesday in an attempt to stop the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's win. She joins with Senator Chuck Schumer in urging Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to remove Trump from office immediately, calling him a very dangerous person who committed an act of sedition. And Pelosi said if Pence won't act, the House is prepared to impeach Trump again. And the president has committed an unspeakable assault on our nation and our people, Pelosi said Thursday, a day after pro-Trump supporters took over the U.S. Capitol and forced lawmakers to evacuate to secure locations. By inciting sedition, as he did yesterday, he must be removed from office, Pelosi said. While it's only 13 days left, any day can be a horror show for America. And Pelosi said she'd hoped to get an answer from Pence Thursday on whether he would be invoking the 25th Amendment. And the president of the United States incited an insurrection against America, Pelosi said. And Pelosi also called for the resignation of the chief of the Capitol Police, Stephen Sund, and said the House Sergeant at Arms, Paul D. Irving, has submitted his resignation in the wake of the major security breach at the Capitol.
I mean, the stain on our country is that Nancy Pelosi has been the Speaker of the House even for a minute. That's the tarnishing of our country, that she has any say whatsoever. Just want to make sure I understand. They spent all this time impeaching him a year ago, time that they should have been spending stopping the Chinese virus, the China virus, from coming in. the Wuhan novel coronavirus came into our country while they were impeaching him and they were marching, they were waddling through the halls of Congress and getting monogrammed pens to sign the documents with. Now with 13 days left, she's going to impeach him again? Really? That's what's going to happen? With 13 days left, she's going to impeach him again. Or Pence has to somehow sign on with the cabinet to remove him from office via the 25th Amendment. You must be high. You must be out of your mind. I mean, there is something so wrong with these people. And keep in mind, the Speaker of the House goes to the majority party. And Americans again made the Democrats the majority party. So San Francisco Nancy, who is so disconnected that she wouldn't know an American from, you know, somebody from Antarctica, Nancy Pelosi still wields all this power. She's a frail little 80-year-old woman from a very, very privileged life, from her high horse and pedestal in San Francisco. She wants this to be historic to where, look, he was impeached twice. Look, we removed him via the 25th Amendment. Look how horrible he was and how bad he was. And you know what's lost in the fray? What's lost in the fray is the good that we had happen for all Americans for the past 4 years. And the good that's happened for our standing in the world in the past 4 years. Let's really talk about that. And I'll talk about that in earnest with Dinesh D'Souza at the bottom of this hour. Tax cuts for all Americans. Corporate tax cuts. What was the result of that? More money in your bank account, more money in your paycheck. Millions of Americans actually got a bonus. Millions of dollars in bonuses were handed out to millions of Americans. Some got 1,000, some got 2,000, some got 4,000. People saw raises. Corporations brought manufacturing back to this country. Hiring became a boom in this country. The vast majority of those who benefited from the tax cuts were the middle class and lower. One of the biggest tax cuts we saw was the fee and fine, the tax on Obamacare being stripped out of it. That went to people making $50,000 a year or less. The majority of that money that was saved in that tax that was illegal and horrible. Companies, instead of, you know, adding more kiosks and more do-it-yourself ordering stations, were hiring people again. We're expanding again. New businesses, minority businesses were through the roof. Minority homeownership was through the roof. Those are all benefits of the guy and the agenda that Nancy Pelosi wants to impeach for a second time. Or wants to just remove him via the 25th Amendment, even though he's leaving in 13 days. We saw her standing in the world go through the roof. The bad guys were afraid of us again. The good guys wanted to be our friend again. And the trade inequities were called out, and many of them were fixed. The trade inequities where we were being used by Mexico, Canada, China, Japan, bigger, better deals were made because of this agenda, very conservative agenda. We're a net exporter of oil. We actually have enough oil to sustain ourselves, which forced the price of oil down. More exploration, more natural resources given by God were gone after, and regulations were sliced. They are carved out of our lives. We became a more free, more liberated nation. You know who that scares? That scares people like Nancy Pelosi. That scares people like Chuck Schumer. Because if we're freer and we're more in charge of our own lives, they have less power. And they just want the power. Not only to self-enrich, which they do. They're all extremely rich people, way richer than you and I. But they also do it because they truly believe they can be the boss of you better than you can be the boss of you. They truly believe that they know better what's best for you than you do. They believe from cradle to grave you should turn to them as God and as provider and as decider and as educator. For 4 years, Nancy Pelosi's been put on notice that the American people liked making more money, liked paying lower taxes, liked more jobs coming into our country, liked our stronger status in the world. And that bothers her because you don't need government if you can just take care of it yourself. It's the whole Give a guy a fish, he can eat for a day. Teach a man to fish, he can eat for a lifetime. Resist the fish. Remember when I did that hashtag? Resist the fish. Don't have your hand out. Get yourself a hook and a lure. So Nancy Pelosi is all wet. It's a ridiculous push, a last kick in the face of Donald Trump by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. It's really Nancy Pelosi. Chuck Schumer's got no backbone. It's Pelosi. And it's Pelosi, actually, and the puppeteers really are like AOC and the rest of the squad. So the 25th Amendment is stupid. It's not viable. Mike Pence will not go down in history as the guy who 25th Amendmented Donald Trump. And if Nancy Pelosi wants to start impeachment again, she can't get it done in 13 days. She knows she can't. She just wants to be able to say we did it again. We did it twice. He was impeached twice. And believe me, if she does do it, she'll say this in front of any camera she can find. He's the only president in history who's been impeached twice because he was exonerated the first time, so that failed. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Appreciate you. We're about 10 or 12 minutes away from Dinesh D'Souza, bottom of the hour. We talk about the fact that he's got a new podcast he's going to be doing. It's video and audio. It's going to start next Monday. We'll talk about how you can go and watch that. But we also talk about the big lie. We talk about progressivism. We talk about what Nancy Pelosi and her ilk are trying to do in Washington, D.C. We talk about that gathering yesterday, which was a mostly peaceful protest. And then a few idiots breached the Capitol. And not even breaching the Capitol. They breached the police lines and the barricades there. You should be able to go to the Capitol, but if there's a line or police saying you can't go here, then you don't go there. When I went to the White House, you know, there are certain places I couldn't go without an escort. Fine. You follow the rules when you go. But at the end of the day, it was a mostly peaceful protest. And this whole push by Nancy Pelosi to 25th Amendment the president or impeach him again is stupid and just continues to sully her legacy, which is already pretty bad. You know, the Democrats almost lost the House this time. I'm really kind of surprised that she's willing to take that chance and do this right now. I'll be honest with you. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. And listen, if you're new to the program, we're not always, you know, face red and just going at it. This is an historic week in Washington. And Carrie, you and I talked about this before the show. We got to find some fun.
I know.
Got to find some funny. We do that better than most. I'll put it right out there.
Hard to do today, though. I've been searching.
It is.
Can't find anything
it is.
Yet.
Because there's... Yeah. It's everything. No matter what site you go to, they're talking about this stuff.
I know.
No matter what.
All of it. Mm-hmm.
So we will stay on topic, obviously. If something funny happens, we'll always go off and do a tangent. That's what we do. And if there's an opportunity for me to sing a song, I will. I mean, maybe I'll make fun of Nancy Pelosi tomorrow. Who knows? I only played that parody once the other day, that Amen and A Woman.
I know.
Well, I mean, it was a lukewarm response from the staff, although the people did enjoy it.
Some people did. Yeah. Some people.
Well, only one person... outwardly didn't enjoy it on Twitter, but who knows?
Oh, okay.
That might 1,500 might have hated it. They might have just said, "That's it. I'm out of here. I'm not going to be on his Twitter."
Oh, maybe that's
like that.
Why you lost so many.
Screw
yeah,
this guy.
It was a parody. Yeah.
You think I should post that video of the president's speech from yesterday because you can't find it on social media?
Yes. Then I think you should. Yeah.
Because people are saying, "Where's the link to that?" Maybe I'll post that so you guys can see that. Let me go to the phone lines in the meantime. I appreciate you waiting, Chris. You've been holding a long time. I want to give you the time. What's happening?
Yes, at the beginning of the show, you talked about what happened yesterday and why that female veteran had to die. Ironically, tonight at dinner, I ran into a friend of mine who was there yesterday in D.C., and he was showing me the images from his phone, the peaceful protest in the Capitol. He showed a picture, a selfie of him and another veteran together, and the door behind him is wide open. Nobody's going through it. So it's just them peacefully being there.
Right.
But the other stuff you showed me was video of the D.C. police escorting van loads of Antifa people up through and in front of the Trump crowd, bringing them in and escorting them into the Capitol building.
I would, Chris. You held a long time, and I don't want to hang up on you, but I got to tell you, you got to show me proof.
Yeah,
I can't just take a guy's word for it that he said that it was Antifa, that the D.C. police escorted them. I don't know that to be true, and if you know my show, you know that I've got to come from a place where I can attribute what's being said. So you tell me that your friend says doesn't do it for me. So if you want to send me video where they're identified as Antifa and that it's D.C. police doing it, I'd like to see that. Send it to me.
Okay, well, I don't have it. It's on his phone.
Well, tell him to send it to me.
Personal. This isn't on Facebook or anything. This is his images.
I understand that. He should send them to me. I can't just take your word for it.
Okay, yeah, I understand that.
But I guess I'll ask you this. How do you know that they're Antifa?
Because the Trump supporters are standing there and they're saying, look, they're escorting them through. And it shows the four vans, white vans with the darkened windows.
Yeah.
And then they all start coming out.
Well, there were hundreds of thousands of people there, Chris, and there must be hundreds of thousands of people with videos or with, you know, their phones in their hands.
Yeah.
If this really happened, there should be a video available. So get a hold of your friend. Tell him to send me the video, send me a link to it, whatever he has to do, and let me take a look at it. Because you just saying it, as much as I love you like a brother, that doesn't mean that it happened.
Oh, yeah, I know, but by me saying this on a nationwide show, everybody will be able to send the stuff in, because I never heard of that. I'm not watching the news or any of that crap.
Right, well, the news isn't going to say this anyway if it happened, Chris, I hear you. I appreciate you. Have your friend send me the video. Thank you. Listen, if you were there yesterday, and a lot of you listening were, and if you've got video of something like what he just described, I mean, that should be pretty easy to see. I don't know how you know people coming out of vans are Antifa. And if the D.C. police are escorting anybody into the Capitol, I want to know who that was. We want to have that video, and we want to question the D.C. mayor. By the way, I was informed today from a reporter friend of mine, a guy that I trust, Kerry, that already they're floating the bill to make D.C. a state.
Okay. I did not know that.
In the House, allegedly, they floated the bill today. Do me a favor. See if you find anything on that, if you don't mind, with your resources. Because that's what was told to me by a reporter that I trust. So, I'd like to know more about that. Wade, only about a minute, my man. I don't want to make you hold any longer, though. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I've been in law enforcement since the mid-'80s on both the state and federal level.
Sure.
And I didn't see the video that you referred to, that you saw, the actual shooting.
Yeah.
Everyone that I saw, it was just a gunshot. And then the next thing you know, the woman is on the floor.
Right.
But I don't know what the background was behind them, but I heard that this officer was with a state representative from Oklahoma when he did that.
I could not see the officer other than his or her arm extended and the gun.
Okay.
And then you see him shoot, and there's no reason, in my opinion, why that person pulled the trigger. I can't see what this woman allegedly did, because there was security everywhere when she was shot. Didn't make any sense.
If there was any avenue of escape, there was absolutely no reason for him to have ever done that, because you don't do that unless you're in imminent
danger
of losing your life.
Wait, thank
or
you.
Losing control of your weapon.
I appreciate you. Thank you, my friend. Got to do a break here. It's Dinesh D'Souza when we come back. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Parler. Go click on that banner that we put up on the website, and also the Twitch video stream. There's a link there, too. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you. Really glad to have back this guy. Great movie maker. He's a great author. He's got a brand new podcast coming out starting on Monday. It's my good friend Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to be on the show, Joe.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on, man. I'm excited about this podcast. I want to talk a lot about that in a minute, if you don't mind. Let's start, though, with the news of the day, what we saw go down yesterday. And it's the culmination of the accusations of voter fraud, mail-in balloting, the combination of COVID-19 and never letting a serious crisis go to waste. I mean, Dinesh, you and I have been talking about the progressive playbook for years and years now, and we're seeing it all come to fruition, aren't we?
Yes. I mean, when you look at what happened yesterday, you've got these Trumpsters and they have been told, and they have good reason to believe, because there's been a lot of evidence, not just coming from Trump, but evidence in documents, evidence on social media, that there was a lot of shenanigans that went on. And these people were told that there are forums in which these grievances could be aired and these matters settled. And so they waited really patiently. And it went to the courts, and the courts go, nah, it's none of our business. It went to the Supreme Court, and nah, it's none of our business. And then they tried the state legislatures. Nah, we're not really going to do anything. So then maybe it'll be up to the U.S. Congress. And so I think what happened is there was just a sense of frustration that, look, we're just looking to make sure that this was a game fairly played. And it is outrageous that we are not being heard on this key point. It could hardly be said to be an insignificant issue.
Right.
The fate of who is ruling the free world depends on it. And so I think what you saw was just a little bit of a boiling over of passion. And the left, of course, is trying to make political hay of it. Oh, it's a coup. Oh, it's a, you know, this is like the British burning the White House, or, you know, Chuck Schumer. This is sort of similar to, Pearl Harbor. This is all sheer rhetorical madness and typical of the left's dishonesty, I would say.
It is Dinesh D'Souza, movie maker, author. He's got a new podcast coming out starting Monday called the Dinesh D'Souza Podcast. We'll talk about that in earnest in a second. Let me hit on a couple of things that you just mentioned. Why do you think, in your extremely well-educated opinion, that 5 out of 6 of these state legislatures that are Republican refuse to decertify or they refuse to actually investigate the fraud? Why do you think that the Supreme Court, that now has 6 allegedly conservative judges or justices, refuse to at least hear the Texas case where the Constitution says if there's a suit between states, the Supreme Court has the only responsibility to hear the case? Dinesh, they're just casting these cases aside like there's no standing. Why do you think these bodies that we've relied on have turned and not done what we believe their job to be?
For 30 years, the Democrats have nominated Supreme Court justices keeping only one criterion in mind. Let's find good Democrats who will vote with us on all critical issues.
Right.
Now, this has never been our position. We have always said that we're looking for justices who are going to respect procedure and process, who are going to be, you may say, loyal to the principles of the Constitution. And I think what the Supreme Court has done is it's basically read the Constitution. This is Article 2, Section 1, which appears to say quite clearly that the job of choosing the electors in whatever manner is done by the state legislatures. And so I think for the courts, they basically said it's not our job. And I think that's also kind of what Mike Pence was saying yesterday. What Mike Pence is saying is, look, I am not the referee of a national election. The electors do come to Congress. I do open the votes and I do count them, but I don't have the discretion to invalidate the votes of really millions of people as cast through really what is a system of states. Remember,
right,
we're the United States of America. So I think that from the beginning, this was a problem that was in the state legislatures. Now, the Democrats knew this, and very cunningly, before the election, they filed hundreds of lawsuits to intimidate these state legislatures to change the normal processes to essentially get a system set up in which there was a lot of room for discretion, so-called adjudication and maneuvers. And so I think we've been outplayed on this one. And in some ways, I think people's hopes that this would be fixed by the court or the Congress are misguided. The Constitution very clearly places it in the hands of the state legislatures themselves.
And the state legislatures were very, very weak-kneed here, and maybe because of those lawsuits that you just brought up. But the state legislatures had the ability to say, hey, secretaries of state, you don't get to do this. Hey, governors, you don't get to do this. We didn't agree to this. You are now breaching our authority, or you're circumventing our authority. Is it your opinion that the state legislatures then should have been the ones to sue, not like the state of Texas, the way that it went down?
Well, the simple fact is they didn't even need to sue. The state legislature could have convened. And by the way, these are Republican state legislatures, right, in most of these, if not all of these swing states, and just declared, we have serious doubts about the validity of the election here in Pennsylvania or here in Michigan. And so we are going to set up a process to fix that. And we are going to choose the electors on that basis. They had every right to do this. You don't even have to go to court to do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Now, why didn't they do it? And I think the reason they didn't do it is really simple. It's intimidation. These are ordinary people. They don't actually live in the rarefied world where they have security protection. And so what happens is the moment they open their mouths to protest, they start getting calls every 5 minutes from the national media, which is threatening to humiliate them on a national level. And then Antifa shows up at their front door and starts threatening their kids. And so these people freak out and they go, listen, I'm not cut out for this. I can't really do it.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to stand up to this kind of withering pressure. So I think as Republicans, in some way, we fail them because we've left them vulnerable and naked from the constant intellectual, the media assault, the legal assault, and then even the physical assault that comes from the left.
It's Dinesh D'Souza. Check out the Dinesh D'Souza podcast starting Monday. It's a brand new podcast. I'm super proud of you. I can't wait to listen to it every single day. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But you brought up something that was very, very intriguing, and I talk about it all the time on my show. And I think privately we've even talked about this. The left always circles the wagons. The left always says what's best for us, what's best for the Democratic way or the Democrat way, what's best for the liberal or progressive way, whereas the conservatives always say let's stick to the Constitution. Dinesh, they're beating us at that game. Is it time for us to roll our sleeves up and say it's time for us to now circle the wagons the same way? Can Republicans or conservatives do it the way the left and the progressives have done it?
Well, I would not recommend that we sort of practice the same gangsterization that they do. So in other words, for example, if they don't knock down our monuments, I'm not saying, hey, let's go out and knock down their monuments. So I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is we do need to be tougher. We do need to grow a backbone. We do need to realize we have to protect our own side. And the worst thing that Republicans do, you see this happening certainly with the Republican establishment, we don't have to accept the other side's narrative. So we can say, look, we do not approve for one moment of storming the Capitol. That is a sacrosanct place
of
debate. And you don't get to just run over there and sit in the place where the legislators do. No. On the other hand, the idea that this was some sort of an attempt to sort of a planned insurrection, an attempt to stage a coup, this is all complete nonsense. This is the staged outrage of the other side. Even they don't believe it. And so it's kind of sad because the only people who actually act like they believe it are people like Lindsey Graham, who kind of put on this high dudgeon and go, oh, so what the left is able to do is get our leaders to bash our own side,
right,
and make these Trumpsters who have gone to great sacrifices, far more than Lindsey Graham, to put their convictions on the line here, and then their own leaders turn around and attack them. It's ridiculous.
It is. Dinesh D'Souza, you couldn't be more correct about that. I love what you do on Rumble. I mean, these short snippets that you do, 3-4-5 minute videos, are amazing. They're filled with fact and very, very righteous opinion, so I appreciate that. I'm guessing we're gonna get a lot more of that out of the Dinesh D'Souza podcast. What made you decide, let me put my voice, are you going to show video on this too?
Yeah, I'm doing it in conjunction with Salem Media, and it'll be on video on Salem Now. It'll be on video, obviously, on YouTube, on Rumble, and a whole bunch of audio platforms, pretty much anywhere that you can get a podcast. It'll be on there. I decided to do it in a strange way. I sometimes back into these things, and the movie industry has been so stalled with the theaters closed that I realized, look, I may want to put that on the shelf for a moment and do something different. It's so important that we develop channels of information, intelligent analysis. I feel like my own work covers a wide range of interests, from politics, international relations, but also religion and culture and philosophy. So I'm going to kind of bring the full, Dinesh D'Souza portfolio, if you will, into the podcast. And I hope it's going to be a real distinctive contribution to the debate.
And I can't wait to check it out. I think it's going to be amazing. I'm glad that you're doing it. I'm proud of you for doing it. Let me leave you with one question, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. President Trump and his conservatism has been enjoyed by you. I've enjoyed it as well. I think that his agenda was the right one for America at the right time. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, some other pinheads in Washington are trying to 25th Amendment him. His legacy is stained. He's a disgusting, legacy in America. I don't see it that way. Obviously, I've been a fan of his agenda from day one, so have you. As he leaves office, and he's now going to, whether we like it or not, as he leaves office, what will the legacy be? There are 74 million people who believed in what the guy did. What's the legacy going to be?
I think his legacy is going to be huge, and it is very difficult to do this and be a one-term president. Normally, presidents who have left a deep footprint, like Reagan or earlier, like FDR, these are people who have had two, and in FDR's case, multiple terms. But Trump is in that rare category of people who will have been a very consequential president in one term. And that's because he has not only been consequential for the world and for the country. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but there were demonstrations in countries as diverse as, from Hong Kong to Nigeria to India. You've got people marching for Trump, literally carrying signs that say stop the steal. So Trump has become a major worldwide figure. And of course, he has, I think, transformed the Republican Party. There are forces of inertia that may want to try to transform it back. But I think that all smart people recognize the Republican Party has no way forward by going backward. We have to have an integration of the Trump spirit, you might say, into the Republican Party. Otherwise, we aren't a viable and competitive party in the future.
Follow him on your favorite social media platform. He is dominating over on Parler. He's dominating over on Rumble. Now he starts the Dinesh D'Souza podcast on Monday. It is Dinesh D'Souza, movie maker, a best-selling author, and great friend of mine. Dinesh, thanks for making time today. I know that you were far-flung, and you made it happen anyway. Thank you. Back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
I appreciate you stopping by. I really appreciate Dinesh D'Souza coming on the program. He's always great, always incredible information. Says that the president's legacy will be huge. They actually said huge, but huge would have been good. Great conversation with Dinesh, as it always is. And I'll post it over on Rumble in a little while. I'll post it on social media as soon as that gets up there, so make sure you go check that out. Let me tell you in the meantime about Superbeats. Superbeats is great. Superbeats is great. Superbeats are great. I think the company Superbeats is great. Superbeats, the product, are great. Either way, you've got a New Year's resolution in mind, I'm sure, and usually it has something to do with getting healthy. Making sure your heart health is where it should be is always so important. Your circulation, your blood flow, your blood pressure. So why not check out Superbeats Heart Chews? Going to help you to improve your lifestyle this year. Check out Superbeats Heart Chews. Every day you take two of them. Going to help out your cardiovascular system, give you the support you need, promote the heart healthy energy you want to chase your goals. Superbeat Heart Chews combines non-GMO beets and clinically researched grapeseed extracts, shown to be two times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. When it comes to implementing healthy habits this year, adding Superbeat's Heart Chews to your daily routine is an easy decision to make. And now you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeat's Heart Chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes. Get that done with your first purchase right now by going to joelovesbeats.com. Two free gifts valued at over $50, available at joelovesbeats.com, joelovesbeats.com. Do that right now. Back to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It's going to be line one and Mark in Minnesota. Mark, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Hey, we're driving back from the rally, actually coming back to Minnesota. I have my two sons with me, mid-20s, late-20s, and fantastic rally. Really was great. It was peaceful. The people were phenomenal. Couldn't have had a better time. During the process, though, it's kind of a strange thing happened to each one of us. Is my son, some gal, shorter gal ran up to him with her phone and proceeds to tell him that she just got a text that her friends are going to storm the Capitol. And she was like telling him over, and it was hard to understand her. And we were kind of in the middle of watching everything and kind of confused. And she ran off, and a guy came and stood in front of me towards the end of the rally, and had a Trump hat on, gray sweats on, and a mask. And anyway, at the end, he turned to me and he started talking to me, and he says, "Hey, I just got a text. My friends are storming the Capitol. Come on, let's go." You know, it just, and again, I could hardly understand him, and I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And we proceeded to walk, march down very peacefully. The strange thing, Joe, that I was really kind of thought was weird was there was no real police presence through that whole march, even coming down to the Capitol. I really noticed we stood there and didn't really notice much for police presence, which, you know, they knew there was a, you know, 800 to a million people coming, whatever, and I would have expected more. So I don't know. After all this went down, and I hear the media right away saying storming the Capitol,
yeah,
I really feel like there was something from there, that it was, you know, it was planned.
Well, Mark, I appreciate your perspective from having been there. I appreciate your sort of on-the-spot, you know, eyewitness stuff. I don't know who it was that approached you. I have no idea. It could have been Trump supporters. It could have been Antifa. It could have been BLM. I have no clue. The fact that there wasn't a huge police presence is not surprising, because they know the conservatives, when they gather, don't do what liberals and progressives do when they gather, which is cause mayhem. The small amount of people that breached the Capitol and broke through the police lines, of course I rebuke that, as I did yesterday. But at the same time, that mostly peaceful protest of hundreds of thousands of people was a very impressive sight that the media doesn't really want you to talk much about. Dre, Houston, what's on your mind? Hi.
Yes, I just wanted to speak on, a few minutes ago, you were saying that people really didn't want Nancy Pelosi. She's 80 years old and frail.
I said they shouldn't want her. I didn't say they don't want her. I said they shouldn't. I'm surprised that they do.
Oh, they shouldn't want her.
Yeah.
But a lot of people apparently do want her, because they did keep the House. Yeah, by narrow votes.
Yeah.
But they did keep the House, and
right.
Now they have the Senate. So apparently there are some Americans who do want Nancy Pelosi.
Well, no, America didn't vote for Pelosi. Only San Francisco did. America had no say in Pelosi getting reelected. Nothing.
So I voted for a Democratic House. So,
right.
And I don't live in San Francisco.
Right. Well, you didn't vote for Nancy Pelosi, though, did you?
But I voted for a
right.
Democratic.
Right, but you didn't vote. Right. No, I get that. You got what you wanted. I agree with you. You got what you wanted. But there are better choices, even on the Democrat side, than Nancy Pelosi. She's a negative, horrible person who's only gone after one guy, Donald Trump, because she doesn't like the guy. That's the only reason why Nancy Pelosi keeps on talking about the 25th Amendment and all this garbage. You did not vote for Nancy Pelosi. You did vote for a Democrat House, and congratulations, Dre, you got one. All right, there you go. Keep it here. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com.
This is the Joe Pags Show. The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, all the social media there, even the Parler link. There's a big banner for Parler. Just scroll down and go follow over there, plus the live video feed. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Happens to be your Thursday. Feeling all right.
Seems I got to have a change in scene, 'cause every night I have the strangest dreams. Driven by the way things used to be, yeah.
Grand Funk Railroad getting it done.
And here on my own, so it seems.
Exactly right.
I got to leave before I start. Scream. Somebody locked the door.
Let's
and
go.
Took the key. Feeling all right.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Another day, same topic. It'd be hard to get away from this for a bit. We'll take a bit of a respite later on in the hour. We'll have Campus Reform on. We do talk about this. We also talk about some other nuttiness on campus that you guys have to hear about. Polo and Sam along for the ride, as always. Appreciate them. President a little while ago came on and he did a speech, and he talked a lot about what happened yesterday. And look, the guy is right now in a place to where that's it. We did what we could do. Looks like this is it. But I want to bring you the entirety of what he had to say because it's important, and he is the President of the United States, after all.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. We have just been through an intense election, and emotions are high. But now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy. I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws to verify the identity and eligibility of all voters and to ensure faith and confidence in all future elections. Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power. This moment calls for healing and reconciliation. 2020 has been a challenging time for our people. A menacing pandemic has upended the lives of our citizens, isolated millions in their homes, damaged our economy, and claimed countless lives. Defeating this pandemic and rebuilding the greatest economy on earth will require all of us working together. It will require a renewed emphasis on the civic values of patriotism, faith, charity, community, and family. We must revitalize the sacred bonds of love and loyalty that bind us together as one national family. To the citizens of our country, serving as your president has been the honor of my lifetime. And to all of my wonderful supporters, I know you are disappointed, but I also want you to know that our incredible journey is only just beginning. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Comments from the President of the United States, and of course he's still the President of the United States, and I wonder what he means by that, that it's only just begun. What do you think, Kerry?
I don't know. Maybe running again in 4 years?
I don't know. That's interesting as can be.
Mm-hmm.
But his speech, of course, was filled with reconciliation. It was on point. It was the right thing to say. But the movement is afoot. It's underway, and it's not going to stop. And by movement, I don't mean a movement to breach the Capitol. That's ridiculous, and everybody who's got a brain has rebuked that and condemned it. But the movement is afoot that we as conservative Americans, we as Americans who believe in Judeo-Christian values, our traditional values, our Constitution, we see what's happening now. And we also know that the Republican Party is not the party of Lincoln anymore. The Republican Party is yet another establishment party with a name. Like the Democrat Party isn't the Democrat Party either. The Democrat Party is a bunch of progressives that just want to control your life. Republicans were supposed to be conservative. They're supposed to conserve the Constitution, conserve freedom, conserve rights, conserve what is right, and stop tyranny. They seem to all sort of be in one big pot now, one big melting pot of government or governance. So can there be a third party, one that really does something? Can there be a conservative party? Can it be a constitutional party that actually does something? Or do you keep the Republican Party and force the establishment out and reclaim it? It's interesting. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com, line 2. Neil is in Texas. Hi, Neil. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I appreciate everything that you have to say about, you know, the conservative movement. And I'm kind of taken back to a couple of days ago where you had the Democrat conservative call in that was pro-life, lower taxes, but voted Democrat. And
right.
Then your previous caller talked in about, oh, I want to go Democrat. You know, so I'm taken back to something I heard from Rush, I don't know, about a year ago maybe, and he talked about the three Ps. And there was a gentleman on there that was a former Democrat, and he was black guy, which is not important other than, you know, coming from that demographic. And he talked about the three Ps. And he said people vote three ways, party, personality, policy. And you know, it's interesting because your conservative Democrat voted party, and then you have all these people that hate Trump because they hate his personality. I don't like him either, but his policies were good. And you know, and so it just makes you think, that are we turning to a banana republic? And I've had these conversations with my wife lately. It's like, well, why don't we just go find someplace else in the world to live, because America's not America anymore. And Texas is not going to be the way it's looking, with all the people from, you know, the progressive side of the aisle moving to our state. You know, what's it going to look like in 10 years? And is this really a place I want to live anymore? Because, you know, evidently, whether the election was correct or not correct, and I'm sure there was some fraud, more people seem to want what our country is today as opposed to what we really stand for. And what are your thoughts on all that?
Well, Neil, I hear what you're saying, but I can't think of a better country on planet Earth with a better chance to reclaim freedom and liberty. I can't think of a better system that has more checks and balances than our own. Is it screwed up right now? Big time. Is it not what you and I want? Yep, it's not what you and I want. You and I can agree to that all day long. I don't know where you go. Where are you going to go? I don't know. So saying that we're going to get up and leave is not the fighting spirit that I think Americans have. We can get back what they took. The progressives did it somehow. The Democrats did it somehow. The liberals did it somehow. We conservatives, some of us who call ourselves Republican, I don't, I'm conservative. Those of us who have traditional values, we should fight back. Figure out what it's going to take to get back the heart and soul of America. The heart and soul of America sold itself out a long time ago for, I don't know, welfare, for a handout from the government, for an easier day than going and working a 40-hour week. I don't know. But we can certainly get it back if we congeal as a people. That's the problem. You've got a Republican Party or conservatives, Neil, thanks, who are splintered, who don't believe necessarily in the same thing the way they used to. And that's a problem. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you at the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Bottom of the hour, so about 13, 14 minutes from now, we will have campusreform.org. Great young reporters out there doing the job, exposing what's going on. Exposing what's going on in our colleges and our universities. And it's that communist, you know, takeover. It's all the rules that they wanted to get in place here. All the actions they wanted to get done. You're seeing it in big academia, that's for sure. We go to the phone lines. I appreciate your patience. Everett, what's happening in Missouri? Hi.
Well, it's getting warmer and the weather's getting a little bit nicer, but it's still kind of cold.
Gotcha.
You've talked about all kinds of stuff tonight, and one of the things, you was talking about how the progressives was going to take over the country. Well, I'm old enough to remember when Khrushchev said, "We will bury you."
Yes, he said that.
Way back when, probably back in the 50s when I was just a kid.
Right. He said it, and they're doing it.
Yep. And all those, the list of things that you know, taking over the schools, taking over the government and all that. They're doing it, but I don't know what to do to help stop it. That's my dilemma.
Well, the first thing that we have to do is we have to be aware. That's the problem. We weren't aware. We were asleep, or we were working, or we were at church. We were ignorant. Whatever it was, we weren't aware. Now we have to make sure that we understand it's happening, it has happened, and we must fight back. That's why we've got to make sure that our voices are loud. We don't believe that the election was a fair one. We want to make sure that these machines aren't used again. We want to stop mail-in balloting. And we want to make sure that our voices are heard in school. Make sure that Hollywood understands we're not going to go and partake in the crap they put out if they're going to keep on being left-wing idiots. Oh, we can get back what they took. They didn't do it by you know, breaking laws. They did it gradually in how they boiled the frog. We can gradually get it back. We just have to be willing to do what they did.
I really, really wanted to hear the debate in the Congress about each one of the states that they were objecting to and see if they would come out with the facts that they had at hand about all that. And what really bothers me is that the Democrats can come up with $32 million in 4 years and go after Trump with no affidavits, just stories from we don't know who. And after 4 years, they find nothing. But when we have tons and tons of affidavits and information that we want to prove, try to prove something, nobody will listen to us.
And the reason why that happened was the House of Representatives was run by liberal Democrats, and they were able to do the Mueller report. They were able to do the impeachment. But we had the check and balance in the Senate. Now the Senate goes to the left, and we're in dire straits for 2 years. I think the American people will learn over the next 2 years why elections have consequences and why they have to do a full rebuke like they did before. And keep in mind, Everett, thank you. I want to remind people of this. And Carrie, if I get any of this wrong, let me know.
Okay.
You know why? Because you're the best. You need me to do something funny, so I can see it in your face.
I really do. I do.
Have you cracked open the box of wine?
No. I might as well wait till I get home, you know.
I don't drink, but I would partake today.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's bad. Yeah, I got
big.
I got you. That is big.
That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Get off the air tonight. Usually grab a little bite to eat, maybe a Zevia. Could be straight bourbon. You never know.
I think we all need some tonight.
You know, I had that medical procedure not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I think the hole is still in my arm. Mm-hmm. I just IV that bourbon right in.
Oh, that would work a lot faster than actually drinking it.
Wake up tomorrow.
Yeah, you would. Maybe you know make it for Friday afternoon show.
Let me ask you this.
Maybe.
How fun would it be if I just did the show drunk one night?
That would be fun. Yeah.
3 hours of Pagsy fun. That would be Pagsy mayhem.
With a drunk Pags.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can only imagine what you'd say.
Somebody calls in like that Robert guy in the first hour. You get my Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Just hang up on him.
Oh, I have to have his finger on the dump button all 3 hours.
Oh, I would forget about it, man. If I didn't have the... Listen, there are filters in place every day. Because you know what my favorite words are off the air.
I do, yeah. Some of my favorites,
and in the past
too.
Couple of days, I wonder if I used those words at all off the air.
I'm sure you have a couple of times, maybe.
My family's like, can you just stop talking? Every word it starts with an F.
I know, right?
Like, well, have you seen what's going down in Washington?
Mm-hmm. I know. I feel your pain.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. What people forget, and again, correct me if I get this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, Barack Obama won the election. In 2006, a lot of people forget this, the House and the Senate both went to Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't expect both to go. They both went Democrat in 2006. And then Barack Obama won in 2008. 2009 and 2010, the entire years, he had the House and the Senate. And the progressive moves done by government were massive. Guess what happened in 2010? In that election, the House went back to the Republicans. It was a full rebuke of what he did with Obamacare. Guess what happened in 2014? The Senate went back to Republicans. A full rebuke of what Obama was trying to do. In 2016, guess what? A Republican won. Then you had the Republican House, Senate, and presidency, 2017, 2018. And then you lost the House. And then you lost the Senate now in 20. We're going to find out, and the presidency, you're going to find out again just how bad it was in 2009 and 2010. And if you held your nose, and you said something stupid like, I don't like how he tweets. I don't like his personality. I don't like his hairdo. I don't like how he speaks. He's a meanie. And you didn't vote for Trump, and you call yourself a conservative or a Republican? Carrie, they can pucker up.
And pick a cheek.
Pick a cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. Both are feeling good and bulbous today. Kissable.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Kissable.
Mm-mm.
Sam, is it a true story that when we did the pick a cheek mug, that our fulfillment people freaked out and they started taking bids for who could make them around the country?
That is a true story, yes.
Carrie, I got an email from people over the holidays saying I bought two pick a cheek mugs and I got four.
Oh.
Some of them. Yeah, they got double the order.
Wow. Okay.
I said, Sam, what the hell's going on? She said exactly what she just said. The fulfillment centers couldn't fulfill them fast enough, so they started sort of
divvying
up the job.
Oh, okay.
And more than one place sometimes thought they had the order, and they fulfilled it.
You know what? I bet after all this, a lot of people are going to be ordering those mugs.
I think a lot of people might start using them for dinner. Everybody going to be drinking out of a pick-a-cheek mug.
Maybe so, yes.
If you don't know what that is, one of my favorite sayings is pucker up, pick a cheek, because I want people to kiss my ass. We made a mug impromptu on the air one night, and on top it says pucker up. Then there is a bulbous peach, a nice, like a really in-shape, fit peach, and then on the bottom it says pick a cheek. Like gangbusters.
Mm-hmm.
The chocolate voice mug did well.
Not as well as the pick a cheek mug, though.
Pick a cheek, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
come on.
Some people didn't have to pick a cheek. That's why they got two.
Because they wanted more choice?
No, I'm saying, you know how you're saying some people got an extra one, so they ended up not having to pick a cheek. They got one for each cheek.
Nice.
Yes.
A mug for each cheek. That's Polo's insertion in the program tonight. Thank you, Polo. Appreciate
you're welcome. Up.
Here you go. When it comes to picking a cheek, Polo's the guy to turn to every single time. Now, Carrie, do you have a chocolate voice mug yet?
I don't. No.
Let me ask you something. Why did I even do it for you then? You can't even get your own mug?
Well,
why did I do a mug for you?
I know, but you're doing it for the people, though, yes?
Listen, I've got Joe Pag Show mugs at my house.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't buy a chocolate voice?
I need to.
Okay, no, hold on. I want people to understand how cheap this lady is. She will not buy the gear. You've got shirts, you've got mugs, you've got all sorts of crap, and you didn't pay for any of it.
You gifted us some of the merchandise, which I appreciate, and I wear.
You could get your mom a chocolate voice mug with her daughter's face on it?
I know. I need to.
Carrie's mama, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Let's apologize for me.
Daughter's disrespect. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, campusreform.org. When we come back, crazy stories on campus. You won't be surprised, but you still have to listen. Keep it here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The Parler app is there. Also, the live video feed is there, too. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here. Really glad to have back from campusreform.org. It's Lacey Kestisher. Lacey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Joe?
I'm living the dream. So you're the reporter it's not SUNY, is it?
It is a SUNY.
It is
Binghamton
SUNY
University.
Okay, so it's SUNY Binghamton.
Yes.
For those that don't know, SUNY is State University of New York. All right, so I appreciate you coming on, but you're not even in New York. You're not even in the state, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm actually currently in New Jersey. New York is definitely shut down. Jersey is as well, but might as well be in my home state rather than locked down in a dorm right now.
Exactly right. All right, so you can go, but you said you talked to some of your peers and contemporaries, and they were like, it's not good.
Yes, exactly. I could have gone back to campus, but all of my classes were online, and it really didn't make sense, and I couldn't justify spending all that money going back to a campus to be locked down when in reality I could finish all my classes online, be home with my family, also have my dog home with me, and really just be able to take the semester online because there is not much going on campus for sure right now.
Right. Welcome back to campus. You're locked down. I mean, that's not any fun. So, no, I think you made the right choice. That's for sure. But you're still talking to your friends. You're texting. You're going online and you're dealing with people. Before we get into the three news stories that we want to get into today, let's talk about yesterday. It was a day that will go down in our history in this country as one crazy day. So what were you hearing? Because I know that you've got friends who were there, right?
Yes, I had a lot of friends who went down there. Some of the people were actually trying to get me to go down there as well before we knew what was happening, evidently. Yeah. But I just didn't feel comfortable going down with so many people there because I just had a really funny feeling beforehand. And then next thing I know, I checked my phone and there's just violence breaking out.
Right.
And from what I've heard, it really wasn't the majority of people. I know a lot of people who were there just to support President Trump. And in reality, we're just seeing the really radical people really storming up to the Capitol. And right. It's a shame that we're really going to put all those people into one boat as opposed to pointing out the people who are actually causing out all the harm right now. It's just like with the BLM protesters.
Right.
There were some peaceful, there were some not, but you have to point out the ones who are bad and you can't categorize them all that way. And really what we're seeing right now is all Trump people are bad and anybody who's for Biden is good. And once again, the media is just trying to be more divisive.
I cannot agree with you more. I mean, the vast majority, I think some numbers say 150,000 showed up, maybe even more than that showed up. It was mostly peaceful, as the media always says, Antifa and BLM are. But the bottom line is a very small handful of people made this breach of the Capitol. We still don't know exactly who they were. We know there were some Trump supporters. One was killed, to be honest with you. But at the end of the day, the protests and the rallies were mostly peaceful, but it's being sold as we should now 25th Amendment the president, and he was inciting violence, which of course is not true. I can't find any video or anything that he wrote where he was inciting violence. So, I mean, I'm glad you didn't go. But at the same time, the really big story yesterday was that so many people showed up in support of the president and in support of a fair and free election. And a lot of people aren't sure that they got that. So when you talk to people your age, are they generally apt to just believe what the big media says, or are they open-minded enough to realize that most of the people there didn't do this?
It really depends, to be honest. Most of the conservatives who are generally free-thinking understand that there was undoubtedly voter fraud and that we need to look to have a free and fair election. Whereas anybody that's left-leaning, they might point out that there was voter fraud, but they're very hesitant to say that maybe President Trump might have won. For them, it's the ends justify the means, and if it means right. cheating and lying to get where they want to get, they'll do that right ahead. And it's really a shame because it shows where morality comes in for some people and yeah. how it really doesn't matter for others.
Great point. I think that you're spot on with that. It is Lacey Kestisher. SUNY Binghamton is where she goes to school, but she is actually at home in New Jersey now because of the online courses and the lockdowns in the Northeast for sure. Let's talk about these crazy news stories. Cornell Student Assembly has now resolved that the police really can't do their job because, I mean, if you're going to try to stop a bad guy from doing something bad, maybe the guy's got a knife, maybe he's got a gun, the police now can't even defend that, can they?
Exactly. The students have now passed a resolution. It's going forth right now to the president, so she will decide if it goes through or not, but it's saying that the police will be disarmed and they cannot carry around lethal weapons. So that would mean something in the order of a gun. And it's really scary because once again, they're making claims of racism and that the police are racist. But as you go a little bit farther down in their resolutions, it says how students can never really let their protests to reach that max capacity of what they're looking to do and really put pressure on the administration for change. Wow. And from my perspective, I have been in a situation where I was surrounded by 200 protesters at my university. And if the police hadn't come in that day, I would have been very, very fearful, more than I already was.
Yeah.
And they really helped to quell the situation. But it looks like Cornell is looking to do away with that and really do away with any protection for the university and the students.
It doesn't make any sense because eventually they're going to need the protection. This is an anti-conservative move, obviously, because of what you just said. This way they can't really defend when somebody is trying to shout you down and stop you from realizing your rights in America. But eventually, it always turns on them. You know, you're always in support of something radical as long as you're on that side of the radical until they turn on you. Like we're seeing in our Congress, we're seeing Nancy Pelosi being turned on. We're seeing AOC and the squad not getting everything that they want. We're seeing Antifa now turning on Wheeler in Portland because he's not doing exactly what they want. So, yeah, they're always in support of it until it turns on them. And disarming the police is a really dumb move, to be honest. It's Lacey Kestisher from campusreform.org. Go to that website every day like I do. University of Michigan IT Department has now a Words Matter task force. What does this mean?
A Words Matter task force will put in restrictions, essentially, on what words should be used and what words should not be used. So a perfect example of what is apparently now racist, sexist, and non-inclusive is the word crazy, dummy, and you can't use the word or the phrase long time no see. The word what? Man. Yes, long time no see.
Wait, I'm sorry, long time no see. What's racist or misogynistic about that? I don't get it.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I'll be honest, I can't see where they're coming from on that one.
Yeah.
Crazy. It doesn't make any sense either. I really don't know where we're headed at this point.
Man, I've had a crazy day. I can't say that to you. No, I can't say I've had a crazy day.
That's not allowed. Nope.
And you can't say man or woman. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, you can't say man. You have to use gender neutral. So something like person, for example, you can't use man hours and you can't say grandfathered in. So you need to look for different words to use.
Stop it. You stop it. Lacey, that's not real. Is that real? That's real?
It's real. I think it's a Babylon Bee article coming to life, to be honest.
Right.
I never thought we would get to this point. It's like we saw in Congress the other day, amen and a woman. I really thought that was a joke. And to my dismay, I saw that and I was, wow.
It wasn't
a joke.
I don't
know where we're heading.
You can't use gender pronouns. You have to be gender neutral now in the House of Representatives, too. And somehow that makes us a better nation. Lacey Kestisher, she is from a great reporter from campusreform.org. Brandeis University, I guess they're defining a good type of white person. I'm guessing I'm not a good type of white person. What does this mean?
So generally what this professor is saying, she's from, of course, the sociology department.
Okay.
She makes claims that generally when we look at diversity, we're looking at representation as a whole. So whether that be a quota or looking in the workforce, having people of all different ethnicities. But she claims that we haven't gone a step farther to become anti-racist through looking at systemic racism. So if you're white, then you're inherently racist. And she really misses a lot of points. The logic does not add up.
Right.
Because to call me racist for being white, that's an immutable characteristic. I can't control that.
Right.
And to say that being white is racist, what about the kids in Appalachia? I really wonder because I don't think they have great lives out there. They're surrounded by drugs, crime. And they're all white. So
they're dirt poor, by the way. Yeah, there's no white privilege there at all. What's interesting about it is they always do this. And by they, I mean the radical left that wants to change our value system. They say, we're going to go farther now, and we're going to say anti-racism is the way to go. And the first tenet of anti-racism is all white people are racist. How is that anti-racism? You're literally being a racist by looking at my skin tone and telling me what I must be, right?
I really don't understand. I thought we moved past this as a nation. I really thought we were coming together for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Because even as I say, if we're so racist of a country, how did we elect Barack Obama? Not once, but twice.
That's your white privilege. Only white privilege people ask that question. You know that. And by the way, when you ask that question, you're not only not being anti-racist, you're being the inherently white racist that we all must be. This whole, by the way, and I'm just going to finish with this. If you've got a comment on it, I'd love to hear it. The idea that there's white privilege or some sort of systemic racism in this country in 2021 is so far from the truth, it makes my face hurt. I mean, if we want to go back to 1865, let's talk. We want to go back to 1964, let's talk. But we're in a place right now where we literally have this racism. If there's any racism inherent, it's inherent against white people. Every time we say diversity, we're saying less white. Every time we say anti-racism, we're actually casting the finger at white people saying, you're the people who have to stop being racist. Nobody else can be racist. Are you finding that in your daily life as a college student? I mean, did what I just say make sense to you?
Yes, 100%. And a lot of it is also a victimhood mentality. It's we're all victims and that we all have this system that's oppressing us. I think if we really want to take a step forward, we need to say there comes a point where you need to take personal responsibility over your life. People, they really don't like to hear it. They have been screaming at Jordan Peterson's books, but we have to be honest. You're the only person who has control over your life. If you want to be a victim, you can be a victim, but you can be the victor of your own life, and your skin color is not holding you back. Your ethnicity is not holding you back. Being white's not holding you back. Nothing is. And we need to really instill in people, it doesn't matter what you are. It's who you are, what you can bring to the table, what merit do you have. It doesn't matter race at the end of the day. It matters what can you do. And if we're going to keep on being a society that wants to hold this standard and keep on talking about all these other things as opposed to building each other up, then we're just creating a weaker generation, because my generation, we're very weak. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
We're not like the people who are storming Normandy. I mean, we're certainly the ones that are crying on social media if somebody calls us a mean name. So that's what we've gotten to at this point. It's really pathetic, and it's very, very scary for the future to come.
The problem with what you just said, Lacey, is it's undeniably true. And the fact that you just spoke the truth, now you'll be shouted down. You must be a racist. You must be this, that, or the other thing, because dealing with the facts that you just laid out is not something they're equipped to do on that side. They're equipped to, as you said, play victimhood and then insult people. It's Lacey Kestisher. She's a great reporter, correspondent from New York, Binghamton, New York. She's in New Jersey now, but she goes to the SUNY Binghamton. Thanks so much for the time. I always appreciate you. And keep up the great work at Campus Reform.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. We're back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Appreciate you stopping by. Thanks. It's the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Some phone calls coming up. Got to tell you, though, in the meantime about Newsmax TV, so much news is breaking every day. Like today, the president actually did concede. Today, Joe Biden actually became the president-elect. He was not that before today. You know, we're keeping an eye on all sorts of breaking news. They're doing so as well at Newsmax TV. Millions of Americans like you and me are turning to Newsmax TV, and frankly, I'm sick and tired of the old media spin. So are you. So I go to Newsmax because it's real news for real people. They've got great shows with Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Greg Kelly, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. If you don't get Newsmax TV on cable, call your operator. Tell them that you want Newsmax like everybody else. You can also watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And remember to download their free app. It's the Newsmax TV app on your smartphone. No paywall, no fee. Just start watching wherever you are. I start every day going online to Newsmax.com for the latest news and breaking headlines. You should, too. I watch Newsmax TV. Get the Newsmax app right now. A lot of people want to be heard. We've got a couple of minutes here, so let me grab a couple of calls. Angie, what's happening in Alpena? Hi.
Hi. I'm kind of mad about how they think that we're a democracy when we're a republic.
Yeah, we're a democratically elected representative republic, right?
Yeah. because they say we're democracy,
right.
Not a republic.
No, we're a republic.
But we are
a
republic.
Sure. Yes, of course we are.
And because my dad's a Vietnam veteran, and when I always was in school, I would always come and ask him, because he knows what he knows, you know, because he's a veteran.
Right.
And he's always told me, don't listen to them in school. If you have questions, come to me. So I did. So I know facts from truth, and I know that we're a republic.
Right, facts from
and
fiction.
I can
understand
that way.
Now, Angie, you're absolutely right. We are a representatively, a democratically elected representative republic, without a doubt. You're right. They're saying that it's because of our democracy, and democracy, this and that. Now, they're throwing that around because people actually believe that we're a democracy. We're not. If we were a democracy, we would vote on every single thing. We would go and vote every single day on different moves in the House and the Senate, everything else. We're not. We actually democratically elect representatives to go, and that's our republic. Our republic is governed by them. Let me go to Scott, Missouri. Very quickly, Scott, go ahead.
Okay, I saw some things on TikTok about, like, buses being police escorted in with Antifa people.
Scott, I love you like a brother. I cannot confirm. I'm going to let you go. Listen, Sam, I don't want anybody else to get through who's doing a conspiracy theory about Antifa. They want to send me videos of Antifa being escorted in, and they want to show me the videos of Antifa being escorted in by D.C. police. I will watch the video. We are not helping by saying that it happened because somebody said it on TikTok. Or somebody did this thing over on YouTube. Or somebody did something on Instagram. I love you like a brother. I love you like brothers and sisters. I deal in fact. Do I believe there was infiltration by bad guys? Yes. Do I have proof of it? No. And until I have proof of it, I'm not going to say this is a fact. Here's the video we can look at. Okay? That's just where I am. I love you like brothers and sisters, but I can't keep on doing this where somebody's brother's mother told me they saw on TikTok they got busloads of people coming in. Show me the vans. And then I will expose it nationwide, I promise you, pop culture. But Dirty Pop. Hi, Paula, what's going on?
All right, so you were mentioning earlier about the president's speech that he made.
Yes.
I was looking on TMZ, and I guess he also put that video on Twitter. So they're saying that his...
Yeah, I played the video from Twitter. It's open.
Okay, yeah. So he's back on Twitter. He's apparently, I guess they let him back on there. So,
okay.
I just wasn't sure if you're aware of that. But another story is that Senator Josh Hawley, he was having a book that's coming out, and the publishing house Simon & Schuster is canceling it because of the riots there in Capitol Hill, and I guess they're blaming him for it.
Yeah, cancel culture is alive and well today. That is Polo, that's Carrie, that's Sam, I'm Joe. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Have a great night.
This is the Joe Pags Show.